We have here, I think, a very fascinating sugya. You read a piece of Gemara in the Gemara we're learning, Baba Kama. I don't know if in the high school they Shirim did it. I'm sure most of the Beis Medrash fellows did it. And probably they spent on this Gemara 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. Weiter. And the truth is, I believe, if you're Ma'ayin in the Sugya, this is, you know, it's a Pesach to one of the largest Machlekes Rishonim, gets into Yisoidei Yadas, Ikrei Hamuna, this little Gemara that's stuck in Baba Kama that probably no one notices. Basically, I assume you read the Mara Mekaymer, some of them, the Gemara brings that if a person does not bow down in Modim, so then his spine is turned into a snake. Whether it's literal, figural, I don't know, Pashup Shot, it's literal. There's some kind of punishment that the spine becomes a snake. The snake in Chazal is always has special significance. We have the snake of the by Adam Harishon. And therefore, there's all kinds of mystical dimyonis here. A snake is nafesh hakadmoni. But whatever it is, it's the spine. If a person doesn't bow down, it says his spine becomes a snake. So Tosfos explains that why is this true? He says, first of all, because there's a mitzvah to bow down as, and part of the way you're supposed to bow down is like a snake, or the way you're supposed to stand up is slowly. I never really watched a snake stand up, but apparently the snake stands up first his head and then his body. So that's how you're supposed to stand up from Modim. So there's some kind of dimyon between the way you do Modim and a snake. And therefore it's a mida kenega mida. If you did not bow down, you get to become the snake. What's so terrible if you become a snake? You're dead anyway. What do you care if your spine becomes a snake or it just decomposes? So Tosfos says, Gnayu, it's an insult. It's embarrassing. It's an embarrassment for the person that part of his body somehow or another became a snake. Okay. Now we have the second half of Tosfos. It starts from a gillion. Gillion means it's not in the regular Tosfos, it's a written. The Yesh Meforsha, there are those that explain. Mishem Damrina the Medrash, there's a Medrash. Sheyesh Etzem B'Shedra Sho Adam, that there's a certain bone in the spine of the human. Shemimenu Neiser Asalava. That, in other words, we believe there's a thing to Chias HaMeisim. Chias HaMeisim means a person becomes recreated. So this is very, not that we get into modern day science, but this jives very much with modern day science, that person, instead, it's not that the person totally decomposed, of course, theoretically Hashem could recreate him, but that would be a tremendous nace. There's nothing left. But if there's something left, according to what every part of the human has is, we would say in modern science, so I don't know, I'm not really making the Gemara Tolian, but it has DNA of the whole human, so there's something left, so then it's much less of a nace, so to speak, to take from what a little bit of less, what's left, and recreate the human. So that's the way the system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses in Tchias HaMeisim is he created the world in a manner that something could be microscopic, could be, you know, who knows, it could be that it's not even visible to the naked eye, I don't know. But there's something of the human body that does not decompose, it stays forever, and therefore there is some physical remnant which has all your DNA, physical, spiritual, whatever it is, left there, and from that, it's like a seed, you can regrow the human again. And that's what we use for Tchias HaMeisim. So he says, the Pshat in our Gemara is, that if normally, that part of the body that stays forever is in the spine. But here it says the spine becomes a nafish, so it comes out the terrible punishment that you will, the person will not have tchias ha-meisim. So now the Gemara makes a lot of sense. Toiv is had a kasha. What's the big deal? Who cares if after a person dies, his spine becomes a nafish? You're dead. What do you care if your body, parts of your body decompose into a nafish? So Toiv's first teretz is that it's a bizayin. It's an insult. Toiv's second teretz is a tremendous teretz. That if your spine changes into a nachish, then there's nothing left to get Eilam to get Tchias HaMeisim. In order to get Tchias HaMeisim, the system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses for Tchias HaMeisim is that something remains of the human, microscopic perhaps, and from there he just regrows the body. But if that part of the body turns into a nachish, then you can no longer have Tchias HaMeisim. So Taisa says, about three lines in the bottom, the Ein Svar Loimar, I don't like this chat. Why should a person, this Aveira, he didn't bow down for Moedim. Okay? Why is that? I mean, I assume not just one time, he probably never bowed down for Moedim. But still, why is that such a serious Aveira for which the person should lose, that he shouldn't have Tchias HaMeisim? To call Yisrael, Yesham Chedek L'Olam Haba. We know that a regular person, even though you don't have to be a tzaddik, a regular person, every call Yisrael, Yesham Chedek L'Olam Haba, and only Rishayim don't have Olam Haba, and it's not logical that this one thing, that you don't bow down to and Moedim, should make you into a Rasha. That's Taisis Kasha. I just want to explain Taisis Kasha a little better, and then we want to analyze it. What does it mean, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chedek Loedam Haba? There is a famous Gemara in Sota. I think most of you know this Gemara. It says that Amram, when Paro made the Gzeira that all the boys will be thrown in the river. So Amram went in and divorced his wife because he said, what's the point of having children if they're going to be killed anyway? So then all clients followed suit and they followed his lead. He was a gadol ador and they also divorced their wives. So Amram's daughter, Miriam, came to Amram and said, your gzeira is worse than Paro. And she gave him numerous reasons. First of all, Paro only said to kill the boys. By you divorcing your wife, there won't be any girls. And then she said another reason. Paro lo gozar eda ba'oidam haza. Paro's gzeira would only kill the boys in this world. Va'ata ba'oidam haza om haba. But your gzeira, by your divorcing your wife, you will kill them even in oidam haba. What does that mean? So Rashi explains. If you look at the Rashi, in the second Maramakom, Edab Oidam Hazet, Paro's Gzeira is only Oidam Hazet, Shenolodim Umeisim, if a person is born and dies, the Choydrim V'chaim Heim L'Oidam Abba, they go to Oidam Abba. But Ata, but you, Gazarta B'Oidam Hazet, U'Oidam Abba. But your Gzeira will cause that they won't get Oidam Abba, Shekimin Sheim Lodim, they're not born, they won't come to Olam Haba. So you stop to think here what's happening. There was a Gzeira Paro made that immediately at birth the babies will be killed, the boys. Amram went in and said, therefore, what's the point of having children? Said Miriam, there's a tremendous point. If you have the child, granted he won't live Olam Haza, he'll get Olam Haba. Now that you're killing them, that you're not, but if you don't conceive the child, you won't get Olam Haba either. Now, if they would, the child would be conceived, and Paro would come and kill it, one day old baby. Why would the baby get Olam Haba? Baby didn't do any mitzvahs. One day old. So what you see from this Gemara, and this is not my point, the people make this in Diyak, that when we say, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chedek Olam Haba, it means Even if you have zero mitzvahs, your starting point, a baby, one day old baby, amazing Gemara, a person has a baby, and chas v'shalom, there's a crib death, you should know it was not a waste. That baby will go to Olam Haba. It's an amazing Gemara. Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chedek L'Olam Haba, there's a starting point. If you're not conceived, you can't go to Olam Haba. But if you're conceived, if you're given birth, even if you die one day old, you have zero mitzvahs, you go to Olam Haba. Rav Moshe, in one of his tshuvas, brings, I believe, from a Zohar, that even a miscarriage also goes to Olam Haba. But what it means is, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chedek L'Olam Haba means there's a starting point. That a Jew starts out with a chedek in Olam Haba, without any mitzvahs. It's automatic. It's a Yerusha. You have to do an Avera, a terrible Avera, to lose it. So then, Taisus has a tremendous kasha. If the starting point, every Jew, even if you're a zero, you don't have to be a tzaddik. You can be zero, no mitzvahs, nothing. You get Olam Haba. Why? Okay, so if your person's an apikiris, he's a Russia, Marusha, okay, so we understand you can lose it. But because you don't bow down and made him, you lose your chedek at Olam Haba, it doesn't make sense. So that's Taisus's kasha. But notwithstanding Taisus's kasha, there are Rishonim earlier than Taisus who learned this way. So we have to understand the Machlokes Rishonim. There are certain Rishonim that said that for some reason, when if you do not bow down for Maidim, then you lose the ability to have Tchias HaMeisim. And Taisus says it doesn't make sense, because why for this Avera you should lose your Chedek in Olam Haba? You don't lose your Chedek for Olam Haba for just any old Avera. Not, I don't want to say any old, but for a regular Avera. So there is a Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim is not on this point. It's a very Yesodistic Chofetz Chaim. There's a, we'll say it, I'm not sure, I'll say it a little bit outside. There's a famous Gemara. The Gemara asks, Noshim b'may zochim. How do women have a zchus? How are women zeiche? Zeiche means to translate zeiche. To merit. How do women merit? So the Gemara says that they're merit because they either encourage their children to learn, or because they encourage their husbands to learn. So the Gemara seemingly doesn't make any sense. Women have tremendous mitzvahs. A woman can be a tzaddikas. A woman can daven. A woman can give staka. A woman can do all the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs esei she'enas man grama. Women have all, to keep Shabbos, kashrus. They can keep, with their women sitkanias, keep mitzvahs day and night. You ask, what's the question? How are they zeiche? What merit do they have? Oh, one merit. They help their husbands and children learn. What's going on here? What about all the other merits that women have? What is the Gemara's question? So the Chofetz Chaim says as follows. Chofetz Chaim, let's read the second paragraph of Maariv Makom number 3. Ubizem etartzim. With this I can answer. Ma da amra la Gemara. The Gemara says, Noshin b'may zochin. How are women zochin? And the Gemara answers, Ba'akrui b'nayu, by teaching their children or encouraging their sons to learn. O b'mashem amtinim, or with a weight, the baleim for their husbands, ad da'osi b'knissa, till they come home from the Beis Medrash. So says the Chofetz Chaim, the lechayre doesn't make sense. Hayeish lahem kol mitzvahs haTorah kmo anashim. Women have so many mitzvahs. Milvad talmid Torah. Besides learning, okay, they don't have learning. Tekame mitzvahs ezeshes man grama. So he said, what's the Gemara's question? How are women married? What do you mean? So he says, Avo, the Mashik Savimaida Nicho. It's what we said before, it's good. Emes, it's true. Sheba Oil Olam Abba Bivadeye Nafshan. Granted, for sure, women are merit in Olam Abba Avor Shmiris Amitzis, because they daven, because they keep kashris, because they keep Shabbos. But Shaynas HaGemara Hoysa B'mai Zochen Gufan L'Tchias HaMesa. But the Gemara's question is, how do women get Tchias HaMesa? Achmei Shaynem Zchus Taira. In other words, the Chafetz Chaim says there are two separate things. Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chedek Lo'ilam Haba. You're born. A baby, he never learned a word of Torah in his life. He never did a single mitzvah. He automatically gets Olam Haba. Something, chedek. But not Tchias HaMeisim. Tchias HaMeisim, says the Chafetz Chaim, and Olam Haba are two totally separate things. To get Olam Haba, you start out with Olam Haba. Obviously, you can get more and more and more and more. But you start out with a basic chedek and olam haba, even if you have no mitzvahs, zero. You're a newborn baby. You died at the first day after childbirth, or even perhaps a miscarriage. You get a chedek and olam haba. A person does not need any positive mitzvahs to get a minimal chedek and olam haba. But Tchias HaMeisim, says the Chafetz Chaim, that's something else. All the mitzvahs that women have, they daven, they keep kashrus, they keep Shabbos, they say Tehillim, they give tzedakah, they can have a million mitzvahs. Can't get them to Tchias HaMeisim. Tchias HaMeisim is such an amazing thing, you need only the Zchus of Torah. Get all the other mitzvahs, not enough. You need the Zchus of Torah. You don't have the Zchus of Torah, you can't get Tchias HaMeisim. Therefore, the Gemara has a kasha. How do women get Tchias HaMeisim? Granted, they're Noshim Sitkanias. Granted, they're Rivka, Rachel, Sarah, Imenu. Oh, and everyone. The Sitkanias, Shankamoho, Hachnasas, Orchim, Bikur, Chayim. They're doing so many mitzvahs, but they don't learn. Without learning, you can't get Tchias HaMeisim. So the answer the Gemara, that even women have a chedek in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because either they help their children learn, or they help their husbands learn. Meanwhile, what comes out? The Chafetz Chaim puts down here a very basic principle, that there are shnei dinim, there are two different rewards. There's the reward of Olam Haba, that call Yisrael Yeshlam Chedek Lo'ilam Haba, and you don't need any mitzvahs to get the minimal level of Olam Haba. You start out, and there's Oida, and there's Chias HaMeisim, which is almost the opposite. You need a tremendous chusim to get Chias HaMeisim. Sara Imenu, so to speak, without the chus of Torah, could not get Chias HaMeisim. It's Chias HaMeisim is some amazing thing that you need super schusim. You need the schus of Torah. So there are two separate things. There's Olam Haba and Tchias HaMeisim. In light of the Chafetz Chaim, Tosfos would have no question. Because when we're discussing here that from this bone, the body is recreated, we're talking about Tchias HaMeisim. When we're talking about that Hashem takes a part of the human body that doesn't decompose, and from that he reconstructs the human body. That is Tchias HaMeisim. Tosfos asks Akasha, why is it the Tosfos brings certain Rishonim that say, Shad in the Gemara, that if a person doesn't bow down for Maidim, he won't, his spine will be turned into a Nachish, and therefore, he won't have what to be recreated, so there's no Tchias HaMeisim. Ask Tosfos Akasha, why should it be that you lose Tchias HaMeisim? We know, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chedek Lo'ilam Haba. If everybody starts, and you don't have to have any great schus to get Lo'ilam Haba, the minimal level, Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chedek Lodom Haba. So just because you didn't do Maidim, you didn't bow down properly, you should lose your Chedek. Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chedek Lodom Haba. That's Taisus's question. But the Chavetz Chaim says to Taisus, so to speak, Chavetz, we're talking about Tchias HaMeisim, and you're asking me from Olam Haba. Tchias HaMeisim and Olam Haba are two totally separate things. So what we basically, obviously the Chavetz Chaim can't argue with Taisus, but what it means there, this is a machlekes, which you check, you'll see, it's a machlekes in the early Rishonim. There's a basic machlekes rishonim, whether tchias amesim, and we have the expression of tchias amesim, we have oidam haba, we have gan eden, we have different phrases in Chazal. Are they the same? Are they different? So according to Taisus, tchias amesim and oidam haba are synonymous. They are two events, maybe they're two different facets of the same event. But what happens at Olam Haba is Tchias HaMeisim. That's how do you get Olam Haba? By Hashem does Tchias HaMeisim, and now you can enjoy Olam Haba. Therefore, Taisus is saying Olam Haba, Tchias HaMeisim, it's all one and the same. So Taisus has a very good kasha. It says, you're telling me that the person's spine turns into a snake. That means he doesn't have Tchias HaMeisim. If he don't have Tchias HaMeisim, he doesn't have Olam Haba. Because Taisus is assuming that Tchias HaMeisim and Olam Haba are the same. Chavetz Chaim says clearly, Tchias HaMeisim and Olam Haba are different. Therefore, the Chavetz Chaim would say to Taisus' question, no problem. Of course, if the person who wouldn't bow down to Maidim, it's not enough of an Aveira to make you lose your Olam Haba. In order to lose your Chedek and Olam Haba, you have to be a super Rasha. Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chedek Olam Haba. But it's enough to make you lose your Tchias HaMeisim, because Tchias HaMeisim is not automatic. We don't say Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chedek in Tchias HaMeisim. To have Tchias HaMeisim, you have to go ahead and have special schusim. So just like you need the special schusim of Torah to get Tchias HaMeisim, you can lose Tchias HaMeisim if you do even the Avera of not bowing in Maidim. So this apparently is a machlekes. Obviously it's going to be a machlekes Rishonim. It's probably the machlekes between the two Deis and Taisus. Whether Olam Haba or Tchias HaMeisim come together or they're separate. It's interesting, if you turn over the sheet, we have in the davening, we have different parts of the davening. Parts of the davening are from Chazal, in the time of the Gemara. But there are parts in the davening which come from the Rishonim, the Piyutim. And it's interesting, the people Meforshim point out that this machlekes, which we said is in Taisus, which I don't have time, but it's probably also the machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchas Tshuva. And if we have time, maybe we'll see it more in the Sefer HaIkrim, brings it to machlekes Rambam and Ramban. But this machlekes you find in the davening. We look at the davening. We don't usually pay attention. We say, Ein ke'erkecha Hashem Elokeinu. I should have blocked out that Hashem Elokeinu mistake. But Olam Haza, Ve'ein zulascha malkeinu lechaye Olam Haba, Eves biltcha goaleinu limois ha-Mashiach, Ve'ein doyme lecha moshienu nesiyas ha-Meisim. So it sounds like there are four steps. First, Olam Haza, then Olam Haba, then Mashiach, and then Tchias HaMeisim. Right away, what do you see? You see that Tchias HaMeisim and Olam Haba are not the same, which is like the Chafetz Chaim, not like our Tosfos, because it makes it, it seems to separate as different things. There's Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, then there's Yemos HaMashiach, and then last, Tchias HaMeisim. According to our Tosfos, Tchias HaMeisim, Mos HaMashiach are synonymous. We have in the Pirkas HaMozen, the sequence implies, not, I can't say it's mukhruk, but the sequence implies that Mashiach comes before Olam Haba. In the Eker Kasham Elokeinu, we add the Olam Haba came before the Mashiach. And as far as what comes first. So it is quite possible, and this also is not my chiddush, that this is different shitas in the Rishonim. The person who composed the Anker Kifa, we don't know which Rishon composed that, assumed that first comes Olam Haba, and then Mashiach, and then Tchias HaMeisim, while the person who composed the Harachman in the benching assumes that Yemos HaMashiach precedes Olam Haba. Okay, let's try and explain this, though it's getting a little late, like always run out of time. But try and explain it. What are the two shitas of Rishonim? So the Sefer Ikrin speaks it out, but we don't have time to read it. Maybe if you want. Sefer Ikrin is a Rishon. He brings the two shitas. The first shita will make life simple. We would say it's like our Tosfos' shita, is that Olam Haba, the way you enjoy Olam Haba is with your body. Person in Olam Haba, Hashem does Tchias HaMeisim, gives a person back his body, and the neshama rejoins the body and enjoys Olam Haba. According to that, then there's a problem. What happens to the neshama till Tchias HaMeisim? Right, there is not Tchias HaMeisim didn't occur yet. So there has to be, according to that approach, there has to be a holding zone, which they say is called Gan Eden. So according to this pshat, what happens is, a person is nifter, he goes to Gan Eden, which is a certain, the neshama goes to Gan Eden, it's a certain enjoyable experience, but it's not the ultimate experience. Then comes Yemos HaMashiach, and after Yemos HaMashiach comes Tchias HaMeisim, and the bodies and the neshamas are joined, and then you have Olam Haba. So it comes out that Olam Haba only comes about after Yemos HaMashiach, when there is the time of Tchias HaMeisim. First, there is Gan Eden, then Mashiach, Tchias HaMeisim. When you have Tchias HaMeisim, that's when you get real Olam Haba. However, the Rambam Dainis, that's a Rambam on the other side, that the Olam Haba doesn't need a body, because the pleasure of Olam Haba, the real pleasures in life, are spiritual. The Rambam is very insistent, and I felt it seems everyone really agrees with him, that the ultimate pleasures in life are spiritual, not physical. He says, even in this world, which is a physical world, if you ask a person, what are the greatest pleasures in life? It's nachas from your children, the fact that I feel accomplished, I am doing something, that someone loves me, that I love someone, that I gave charity, I feel good about myself. These are all spiritual. Even though I got COVID, it may be spiritual. Physical pleasures, eating, drinking, whatever, they're not on the highest level of pleasures in this world. So says the Rambam, Kal v'chomer, ben b'nosho, Kal v'chomer, in the real world, emes world, the real pleasures are spiritual. And if the real pleasures are spiritual, then we don't need the body. The body, according to the Rambam, the Chafetz Chaim, once said, I heard from Rav Zuckerman, he said that the way of telling if a person's a good tailor is when you want to buy a suit. So the tailor makes a suit that he matches the seam so well that you can't, it looks like it's just one big material. It looks like the suit grew on the person, or wallpaper. Person is that knows how to hang wallpaper, you can't see the seam. Or you put a carpet in. It doesn't, you can't find the seam. It looks like just one giant piece of carpeting. So he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the best tailor. There was a neshama. Hashem made a clothes for the neshama. The clothes is the body. But we can't find the seam. Because Hashem is such a great tailor. It looks like the body grew on you. But the body is not you. Araya, if your hand, chas v'shalom, the person loses his arm, he's still the same person. If he loses his leg, that the neshama is the real you. And the neshama is what goes after. Neshama lasts forever. For a person is zaycha. And because it's spiritual things, the Rambam, they say, last for eternity. Cannot, spiritual things do not decompose unless there's a punishment. And therefore, even though according to the Rambam, Rambam says in many places, the true pleasure is spiritual pleasures and there's no need for the body. If the true pleasure of Olam Haba is spiritual for the neshama, and why should there be a body? Who needs a body? You're not getting physical pleasures anyway. So according to the Rambam, the Olam Haba, you don't need a body. So what is the purpose of Tchiyas HaMeisim according to the Rambam? It's a very, very big question. Why do we need Tchiyas HaMeisim according to the Rambam? So there are two shitas. According to many people, the Rambam himself seems to say this, is that there's a before the ultimate, there's a time called Yemotza Mashiach. The Rambam says Yemotza Mashiach is a time. Why do we want Mashiach? It's not the greatest pleasure. The greatest pleasure is Olam Haba. So why do we look forward for Yemotza Mashiach? So the Rambam says because in Yemotza Mashiach there are opportunities to do tremendous mitzvahs. People live like 1,000 years. There's a Ruach Kedusha in the world. People will have very little Yetzirah. There'll be no distractions. The people will be able to do amazing mitzvahs. People will do hundreds, probably 1,000 times more mitzvahs than a normal person does in his lifetime. Because the whole world will be lend itself for accomplishment. So that's what we want, Olam Haba, Yemotza Mashiach, an opportunity to do more mitzvahs. So what about the Chafetz Chaim? It's not fair. He should get the same opportunity. So the Rambam said, according to this pshat, Tchiyas HaMeisim is to give the Chafetz Chaim the schus of being in Yemotza Mashiach, so that he can also get this tremendous opportunity. But Yemotza Mashiach lasts, say, 1,000 years, and then Tchiyas HaMeisim ends, and we go back to neshamas, and you get this, the scarf and a neshama. According to this chat, Tchiyas HaMeisim is simply a way that the tzaddikim get a chance to get the benefits of Yemotza Mashiach. That is one pshat in the Rambam. The other pshat in the Rambam, which is the more simple pshat, is Tchiyas HaMeisim doesn't really mean necessarily a physical body. Or it's a different type of physical body. The Sefer HaKedah says it's like we find in this world, you find a similar idea of a caterpillar turns into a butterfly. In a sense, after the caterpillar dies, a butterfly is so much more beautiful than a caterpillar. Tchiyas HaMeisim means that the physical body evolves into something amazing, including amazing spiritually. Now you can fly. You become a whole different spiritual being. You're uplifted. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes because even the body has some mystical components. There's Taryag mitzvahs against Ramach Evarim Shasa Gidim. There's mystical components to the body too. So therefore, Tchiyas HaMeisim means that that body becomes transformed into a spiritual being, which allows a higher madrega of Olam Haba. Which means, to say it quickly, because according to the Rambam, the Tchia Olam Haba is basically purity spiritual. Since it's purity spiritual, you do not need a physical body. Tchias HaMeisim is a means of giving a person 10, 20, 50,000, 100,000 times extra Olam Haba. Either because it allows you to do more mitzvahs in the time of the Mashiach, or it transforms you into a special, it like gives you an added motor. It turns you into a super race car that you're able to get a much higher level of spirituality in Olam Haba. But so according to the Rambam, what comes out again as follows, is according to the, what's called the Ramban Shita, according to the Ravid Shita, Tchias HaMeisim and Olam Haba are identical. So then Tosis has a good question, because Tosis' question is, since Kol Yisrael Yesham Chedek L'Olam Haba, to get Olam Haba, you don't need so much, even a baby gets Olam Haba. Why should a person lose Olam Haba just because he didn't bow in Moedim? But according to the Rambam Shita, that Tchias HaMeisim and Olam Haba are two separate things. Tchias HaMeisim is something extra to jumpstart your Olam Haba, to give a person tremendously extra Olam Haba, either gives him more mitzvahs in the time of Mashiach, or it gives him the vehicle in the Olam Haba to be so much on a higher level. It gives him the spiritual wings like a butterfly, so to speak, that he can do so much more. So it's extra. Of course, Kol Yisrael Yesham Chedek L'Olam Haba. But to get this super benefit of Tchias HaMeisim, which way shoots you in a whole different orbit, for that you need a special schus, and a person that doesn't bow in Moedim doesn't get this schus. Okay. I just want to summarize a little bit one point. What you see from here is for 2 points. One is that there are millions of levels in Olam Haba. By money, there's a certain point. Once a person has $1 million, $5 million, $100 million, it gets to the point, I can't do anything more with it. What am I going to do with more money? How many race cars can I buy? How many houses can I buy? By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unlimited.